Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Kuku with the evening news. The headlines. President Draupadi Murmu expresses confidence on government's policy of zero tolerance against corruption to eradicate corruption. Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zeliang says timely release of funds crucial for smooth implementation of development projects. Union Minister for Tribal Affairs Jual Oram says 3.5 lakh crore rupees to be spent for upliftment of tribals. And Advisor for Social Welfare Wang Pang Konyak underlines efforts of government towards inclusivity and accessibility of PWDs. Now the news in detail. President Draupadi Murmu today expressed confidence that government's policy of zero tolerance against corruption will eradicate corruption from its roots. She said that integrity and discipline are considered the ideals of life in Indian society. The president was addressing an event marking Vigilance Awareness Week 2024 of the Central Vigilance Commission, CVC, in New Delhi. She said, "Corruption is a disease which must be eliminated at its root." President Murmu said, "Government has taken several initiatives to tackle corruption." She cited Direct Benefit Transfer Scheme, E-Marketplace and Economic Offenders Act as some of these measures.
आर्थिक विश्वास को भी कम करता है इससे लोगों के बीच में बंधुता कम होती है इसका व्यापक प्रयास देश की एकता और अखंडता पर भी पड़ता है प्रतिवर्ष 31 अक्टूबर को सरदार पटेल के जन्मदिन पर हम देश की एकता और अखंडता अक्षुण्ण रखने का संकल्प लेते हैं
Speaking on the occasion, Central Vigilance Commissioner P.K. Srivastava says government has a policy of zero tolerance towards corruption. Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zeliang has expressed the crucial importance of sanctioning and releasing funds in a timely manner to ensure smooth implementation of developmental projects for the state. He was addressing the state-level consultative meeting on NEC Vision Plan 2047, organized by Northeastern Development Finance Corporation Limited in collaboration with NEC today. Mr. Zeliang cited that the core objective of Vision 2047 for Nagaland is to achieve socio-economic growth, better infrastructure and connectivity, cultural preservation, sustainable development and empowerment. On agriculture sector, the Deputy CM called for strategic actions by integrating advanced technology and best practices to enhance food security and unlock new opportunities for export. He also mentioned that investments into road infrastructure, coupled with improved and better air, rail and waterways in the state, is essential for all-round economic growth. Mr. Zeliang also called the intervention of NEC in development of warehouse and cold storage in bus depots and terminals. On healthcare, Mr. Zeliang mentioned that state requires multi-specialty hospitals, PSA oxygen plants with booster or compressor units, strengthening of blood banks and blood component separation services, and establishment of green climate resilient healthcare facilities. Mr. Zeliang also urged revamp of academic buildings, hostels, laboratories, and libraries, which are critical for effective functioning of higher educational institutions. Union Minister for Tribal Affairs, Jual Oram, said that this year, 3.5 lakh crore rupees will be spent for the upliftment of the tribals, and 25,000 kilometers of roads will be developed in tribal-dominated areas. He was speaking at the inauguration of 8-day-long Purvottar Adi Mahotsav in Guwahati today. He said that the ministry has been revamped and budgetary allocations increased for welfare of the tribals. Purvottar Adi Mahotsav is a national tribal festival to celebrate and promote the spirit of tribal craft, culture, cuisine and commerce. The Mahotsav is being organized by the Ministry of Tribal Affairs and TRIFET. The Mahotsav will feature display and sale of tribal art, craft, medicine, cuisine and folk performances with artisans, chefs and performers from 13 states. Advisor for Social Welfare, Wang Pang Konyak, today underlined the efforts of the state government towards inclusivity and accessibility of persons with disabilities. Speaking during the distribution of aids and appliances for PWDs in Mon District, Mr. Konyak said such aids and appliances will improve quality of life of the beneficiaries. He said that lift and ramp are coming up in every office building and added that there is 4% job reservation for the PWDs. The advisor also thanked Deputy Commissioner and his team for the initiative in organizing the program in collaboration with ALIMCO India. MON DC Ajit Kumar Verma said that the district administration is committed to identifying beneficiaries in the initiative. Mr. Verma urged the public to cooperate and support one another to provide a better lifestyle to PWDs. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles, AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Advisor for CAWD and Texas, Kadecho Kamo, today said that the younger generation are the future of Naga community. Speaking at the annual Cultural Day celebration of Miwi Higher Secondary School in Kohima, he advised the students to focus on building skills and character. He urged the Naga community to preserve Christian identity and cultural heritage while aspiring for a brighter future. The advisor told them to prioritize their identity in Christ, which he highlighted as essential for unity beyond tribal distinctions. Mr. Kamo praised the rich cultural heritage of the Naga people, particularly the traditions of mutual respect, honesty, hard work, and integrity. The advisor noted the harmony within Naga society, where values of respect between men and women are central. Indian Railways has arranged for more than 500 special trains to handle the return rush of travelers after the end of Chhath Puja celebrations. In a statement, Railway Board said special trains have been announced to accommodate returning passengers beginning today. It said additional trains have been planned from the Samastipur-Danapur and other divisions as needed to meet local demand. Railways will run 164 special trains to accommodate the high passenger flow today. It has planned 160 special trains for tomorrow, 161 for November 10th, and 155 for November 11th. To meet the increased travel demand during the festival period from October 1 to November 30, Indian Railways announced a total of 7,724 special trains, marking a 73% increase compared to the last year's of 4,429. This substantial expansion aims to ensure seamless travel during the peak festival season. Deputy Commissioner Kohima Kumar Ramnikant has directed all service providers to remove, streamline or arrange all loose hanging or randomly installed wires. In a circular, he said that mobile, telecom, internet, cable TV service providers are randomly installing connections in and around Kohima municipality, resulting in defacement of property and obstruction to public way with potential to cause danger or injury. The DC also directed these service providers to clear and ensure that it is aesthetic and safe before 16th November of this month. Department of Industries and Commerce, in collaboration with IBIS Solutions, Kolkata, has conducted workshop for entrepreneurs in the state today. The workshop titled Awareness Workshop and Experiential Learning Program provided entrepreneurs with insights on understanding market dynamics. Corporate lecturer and consultant Rajib Bal spoke on professional development, market strategies, and group-based project presentations. Assistant Director, Industries and Commerce, Ikishe Kahoto, emphasized on importance of nurturing innovation and entrepreneurial spirit. The workshop is part of ongoing efforts by the department to foster a strong startup ecosystem in the state. To end the evening news, here are the headlines once again. President Draupadi Murmu expresses confidence on government's policy of zero tolerance against corruption to eradicate corruption. Deputy Chief Minister T.R. Zeliang says timely release of funds crucial for smooth implementation of developmental projects. Union Minister for Tribal Affairs, Jual Oram, says 3.5 lakh crore rupees to be spent for upliftment of tribals. N, Advisor for Social Welfare, Wang Pang Konyak underlines efforts of government towards inclusivity and accessibility of PWDs. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.